Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Truly, as Brother Xu Yong has remarked, that a year has quickly passed.
就像徐勇弟兄所说的，一年很快就过去了。
And we have been in this hall for nearly a year now.
我们在这个地方聚会也将近一年了。
Many things have happened, and we have learned to be God's testimony in this place.
中间发生了许多事情，我们也学习在这里来做主的见证。
Surely Satan is not happy that we are going to be testimony here.
当然了，撒旦不甘心让我们在这里做主的见证。
And he has tried his best to destroy our unity.
所以他用各种的办法要破坏圣徒的合一。
Because if we can't be united together, then we cannot be testimony or effective testimony for the Lord in this place.
因为除非我们能够合一。我们就不能够成为主 有效的见证。
And Jesus commanded us to love one another.
主耶稣吩咐我们，命令我们要彼此相爱。
So that the world may know that we are His disciples.
好叫世界知道我们是他的门徒。
Back in September, I was here and I shared a message with you.
在九月份的时候，我跟大家分享过一个信息。
I shared about what it means to be together in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我分享到在主里面合而为一是什么意思。
I shared about that we are all different and we have different likings and dislike.
分享到我们都有许多的不同，我们有许多的不同的喜好。
And certainly we can't avoid the possibility of having arguments or disagreements.
我们不可避免的有一些不同的意见，或者说一些的争论。
What I emphasize in that message is that our destiny is linked together forever.
但是我所强调的是我们的我们的将来要去的地方是都到同一个地方，所以因此我们被联合在一起。
So whether you like it or not, we are going to be together forever.
不管你喜欢或者不喜欢，我们将来在天家里都要在一起的。
For everyone who has been purchased by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we will make our home together with the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为每一个被主宝血所买赎的人，将来都要在主那里在一起。
And I ask a question in that message is that when you see a problem, when you see an issue happening among believers,
在那次的信息里面，我就问一个问题：如果你发现在圣徒中间有一个问题，有个难处
，Are you willing to be part of the problem or part of the solution？
你愿意是成为这问题的一部分呢，还是成为解决问题的那一部分
？And that was the question I left with you。
那就是我留给大家的一个问题。
Well, this morning I want to share something a bit more positive about being in the family of God.
今天早晨我要分享的是一些比较正面的，就是怎样在家中神的家中成为神家的一员。
It's how to encourage one another in Christ.
怎样在基督里彼此的勉励。
Can we turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2?
我们可否打开一起打开帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章。
1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11 to verse 12.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章第十一节到十二节。
We'll read from verse 10.
我们从第十节开始读。
You are witnesses, and God also, how devoutly and justly and blamelessly we behave ourselves.Among you who believe,
我们向你们信主的人是何等圣洁、公义、无可指摘，有你们做见证，也有神做见证。
As you know how we exhorted, and comforted, and charged every one of you as a father does his own children, that you would walk worthy of God who calls you into His own kingdom and glory.
你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们、安慰你们、嘱咐你们个人。好像父亲带自己的儿女一样，要叫你们行事对得起那招你们进他国得他荣耀的神。
Chapter 5,
第五章
verse 11 to 14,
第十一节到十四节。
Therefore comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing.
所以你们该彼此劝慰，互相建立，正如你们素常所行的。
And we urge you, brethren, to recognize those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. Be at peace among yourselves.
弟兄们，我们劝你们敬重那在你们中间劳苦的人，就是在主里面治理你们、劝诫你们的，又因他们所做的工，用爱心格外尊重他们。你们也要彼此和睦。Now
we exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, be patient with all.
我们又劝弟兄们要警戒不守规矩的人，勉励灰心的人。 扶助软弱的人, 也要向众人忍耐。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you for this time we can open your word again and to be able to hear you speak to us through your word.
主，我们感谢你给我们这段时间, 让我们能够一起打开你的话语, 来听你要向我们所说的话。
Lord, may you speak to us.
主耶稣，求你借着我们说话。
We are unworthy vessel, but we pray the Lord you make this time valuable for eternity's sake.
主，我们是不配的器皿，主，但是我们求你使用这段时间，让这段时间，主啊，成为有价值的。
May your will be done, Lord.
主，愿你的旨意成就。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Amen. Here there are two scriptures we have read written by Paul.
我们刚刚读了两段的经文，都是保罗写的。Paul,
he is like a father to the believers.
保罗对着那些信徒，他像一个父亲一样。Oh,
he has a heart like a father.
他有一颗父亲的心。He
always likes to encourage the believers.
他一直是鼓励那些信徒。Some
of the believers are suffering from persecutions.
有些的信徒正在遭受迫害。Some
of them were trapped in sin.
有些人在罪恶的捆绑当中。
And so Paul wrote letters to them to try and encourage them.
所以保罗写信给他们, 要鼓励他们,
admonish them.
要规正他们,
and exhort them.
要劝勉他们,
and sometimes comfort them.
安慰他们, 有时候,
sometimes rebuke them.
有时候是责备他们,
because like the father to the children, he has to do that.
就像父亲对待孩子一样，他必须这样做。
When they are doing well, he has to encourage them to do better.
他们做得很好的时候，他要鼓励他们说做得更好。
When they have done wrong, he has to rebuke them and then correct them.
让他们做错的时候，他要来责备他们，来归正他们。
So that is the whole meaning of encourage.
所以这个鼓励有许多的意义。
Encouragement doesn't mean that, you're doing well, just keep on doing, even though you're doing badly.
鼓励并不是说如果你做得不好，那么我就说你做得很好，你继续做吧。
It was mentioned about 133 times in the New Testament.
在新约里面，鼓励这个字出现过133次。
And the root word in Greek for this word encouragement is parakalio or parakletis.
在希腊文的字根里面，这个字根是 parakalio.
A.B. Bobbio can correct me whether I pronounce it wrongly or not. But the word para is quite common in use in today's language.
这个para这个字在今天的语言里面非常的普遍。
We have the word parallel.
我们有这个parallel就是平行的意思。
And the word parakalio and paraklesis means that it's to give comfort, to give hope, to give encouragement, and by walking alongside them.
这个字原来的意思呢，就是 安慰一个人，怎样？就是与他同行，来安慰他，扶助他。
In a sense, it's just not saying with words. You're actually walking beside them and give them comfort and give them strength.
所以这个原文的意思不是单单用嘴巴说，乃是与他们同行，扶持他们。
And we know that the Holy Spirit's name is Paraclete in Greek.
在希腊文里面，圣灵的名字是 Paraclete.
Because he is the comforter who walk alongside us to comfort us and to give us strength.
因为他是我们的安慰者，是我们的劝慰者，他与我们同行，扶持安慰我们。
And we see many examples in the Bible of the encouragers.
我们在圣经里面也看到许多懂得安慰的人的例子。
For example, God himself is the chief encourager of his people.
神自己就是他百姓最好的安慰者。
God has an eternal purpose.
神有一个永远的旨意。
And He worked everything according to His eternal purpose.
神所有的工作都是照着这个永远的旨意。
He has chosen a group of people to represent Him on earth.
神在地上选选了一帮人来代表他。
But this group of people often forgetting how to give thanks to Him.
但是这一帮人呢，常常忘记将感谢归给他。
Not only that, they rebel against Him.
不仅如此，他们常常背逆神。
They went to worship idols instead of worshiping the one true God who loved them.
他们跑去拜偶像，而不是敬拜这位真神，爱他们的真神。
But the failures of these people did not deter God from keeping on encouraging those who are willing to stand with Him.
但是所有这些神儿女的失败，并没有拦阻，并没有让神停止向他们施慈爱。
Because He knew that in His eternal purpose, everything in the end will become right.
因为神知道，在他的永远的旨意里面，所有的事情最终都要为着他的为着这个为着他的益处。
For example, when Moses passed away,
比如说当摩西死去的时候。
And the role of leading the people of Israel now fell on Joshua.
这个带领以色列人的责任就落在了约书亚的身上。
Joshua has walked beside Moses throughout that 40 years.
约书亚带着以色列人这40年跟以色列人一同在旷野里行走。
And he knows how difficult this group of people are to lead.
他知道这些人是怎么样怎么样如何的很难的来带领他们。
They often rebel against God and often even fighting against one another.
他们常常背逆神，他们也常常互相的争吵。
So God had to specially go and talk to Joshua to encourage him.
所以神必须来鼓励约书亚，特别的向他说话。
We saw in Joshua chapter 1.
我们在约书亚记第一章里面看到。
In Joshua chapter 1, God had to say this to Joshua 3 times.
在约书亚记第一章里面，神要这样子对约书亚说三次。
Be strong.
他说只要刚强。
And be of good courage.
大大壮胆。
Be very strong and very courageous.
当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕。
So from verse 1 to verse 9, God has given Joshua this great burden of leading the people of Israel.
从第一节到第九节，神将这个带领以色列的重担放在约书亚的身上。
Yet he has said to him 3 times.
但是神向他向约书亚说了三次。
Be strong and very courageous.
要刚强，大大壮胆。
Especially in verse 9, he said, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you." Wherever you go.
特别是在第九节里面，神说：“我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊惶，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。”
Remember the word parakaleo?
我记得那个字 parakaleo.
God said to Joshua that wherever you go, I will go with you.
神向约书亚说：“无论你到哪里去，我要与你同在。”
I will walk beside you.
我要与你同行。
I will be with you. I will walk beside you. Do not be afraid.
我要走在你的旁边，所以不要惧怕。
Be very strong and very courageous.
当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕。
That is our God.
这就是我们的神。
Our encourager.
我们的鼓励者。
When Elijah was running away from Jezebel,
当以利亚从耶洗别那里逃跑的时候，
He thought that he was the last remaining prophet on the earth.
他觉得自己是唯一剩下的先知。
He was afraid.
他很害怕。
Despite he saw all the miracles that God has done through him.
虽然他见过神行过那么多的神迹，
But he was afraid.
但是他很害怕。
Then God had to appear to him in a very special way.
所以神必须用一个特别的方式向他显现。
The earth shakes.
有地震。
And there was great thunder.
有雷鸣。
But he did not see God there.
但是他没有看见神。
Then there was a still small voice speaking to him.
然后有一个微小的声音向他说话。
Asking him.
问他。
Elijah, what are you doing here?
以利亚，你在这里做什么？
And then God said to him,
然后神对他说,
I have 7,000 people.
我还留下7,000人,
preserve.
是被保守的,
they have not yet bowed to Baal nor kissed him.
是未曾向巴利屈膝,也是未曾与巴利亲嘴的。
Now, if you're Elijah, how would you feel?
如果你是以利亚的话, 你会什么感觉?
You will feel encouraged, won't you?
你会被鼓励,
I thought I was the last one now.
我以为我是唯一一个剩下的,
the only one who can speak God's word for God's people.
唯一一个可以为神说话, 能够为神的百姓说话的人。
But now I know that I'm not alone.
但是现在我知道我不是孤单的。
There are 7,000 people like me.
还有7,000人是跟我一样的。
Who are willing to fight for God.
他们是愿意为神征战的。
Not only that.
不仅如此。
My God is still with me.
我的神仍然与我同在。
That is God, the encourager.
这就是神, 就是我们的, 祂是我们的鼓励者。
Then we saw Jesus.
然后我们看主耶稣。
What an encourager he is.
他是怎样一位鼓励者啊?
His disciples.
他的, 门徒们,
especially Peter.
特别是彼得,
remember, he denied the Lord 3 times.
你们记得彼得他否认三次否认主,
and he has given up and he has gone fishing.
他已经放弃了, 他去捕鱼去了。
And God, the Lord Jesus, had to appear to him personally.
主耶稣必须, 单独的, 个人的向他显现,
cook breakfast for him.
主耶稣煮了一顿早餐给他们,
and then talk to him.
然后向他说话,
asking him 3 times these questions.
然后3次问他这个问题,
Peter, do you love me?
彼得你爱我吗?
Peter, do you love me?
彼得你爱我吗?
Peter, do you love me?
彼得你爱我吗?
And Peter was grieved because the Lord Jesus asked him 3 times.
彼得因为主3次这样问他, 他心里忧愁。
But each time the Lord said to him,
但是每一次主这样问的时候,
the Lord said to him, feed my sheep, feed my lamb.
主也同样对他说, 你喂养我的羊, 喂养我的小羊。
Because the Lord not only forgiven him,
因为主不仅是赦免了他,
the Lord encouraged him,
主也鼓励他,
the Lord also wanted him to take up the responsibility of leading the new Christians that is coming in later on.
主也将喂养小羊的这个责任放在他的身上。
That's how the Lord Jesus encouraged Peter.
这就是主怎样来鼓励彼得。
How about Thomas?
那么多马又怎么样呢?
Thomas did not believe that Jesus was dead and then was raised again.
多马并不相信主耶稣复活了。
So the Lord Jesus had appeared to him as well.
对,主耶稣必须向他显现。
And ask him, Thomas,
主耶稣问多马说,多马,
put your hand, put your finger into my, into my hand.
你把手伸进我的手,
into my side.
伸到我的肋旁。
And Thomas had to bow down and say, my Lord and my God, and worship him.
多马不得不俯伏敬拜他说,我的主,我的神。
The Lord Jesus did not miss any details.
主耶稣并没有错过任何的细节。
Every single one of the disciples who had problems, who has doubts, he appeared to them and he has strengthened them.
门徒中每一个有疑惑的,有软弱的, 主向他们显现,鼓励他们。
Then you see how the Lord Jesus deal with the sinners.
然后我们看到主耶稣是怎样的来对待那些罪人。
How gentle he was with them.
他是怎样的存着一颗温柔的心来对待他们。
Few weeks ago, we heard Brother Xiong share about the Samaritan woman.
几周前,我们听徐勇弟兄为我们分享说那位撒玛利亚的妇人。
She is a woman of great sins.
她是一个有罪的女人。
She keep on changing husbands.
她换了很多的丈夫。
And the person that she was living with is not even her husband now.
现在她同住的那位甚至不是她的丈夫。
But how did the Lord encourage her?
但主是怎样的来鼓励她?
The Lord slowly revealed to her that he is the Messiah.
主慢慢地向她启示,说她就是弥赛亚。
Even the Lord exposed her sins.
虽然主揭开他的罪,
he did it in such a gentle way that she was encouraged.
但是主是这样子的温柔的方式, 让这个人受到鼓励。
That she actually went back to the city and asked the people to come and listen to the Lord Jesus.
以至于她能够回到撒玛利亚城里面叫人来一起来听, 来遇见这位主。
At first she was ashamed to be with, even with other women to go and draw water.
刚开始她是那样的,
没有脸见人，甚至不愿意与其他人一同来打水。
But then after talking to Lord Jesus, he was encouraged so much so that he's willing to tell people that, look, this man has told me anything that I have done.
但是当他跟主耶稣那段对话以后，他被鼓励，甚至他能够说，你们来看，这个人他把我所一切所做的都说出来了。
Is he the Christ?
他是不是基督呢？
Is he the Messiah?
是否他就是弥赛亚呢？
And people went and listened to Jesus.
他们所有人就来听主耶稣。
And many of them believed.
所以许多人听了就信了。
Not because of the word of that woman only.
不是因为这个女人所说的话。
Because they themselves had heard the Lord Jesus.
因为他们自己听了主耶稣。
How about the two disciples who was on the way to Emmaus?
那两个去以马忤斯路上的门徒又怎么样呢?
Were they discouraged or encouraged?
他们是很灰心呢，还是很被鼓励的?
They were very discouraged.
他们那个时候非常的灰心。
I can even say very depressed.
他们甚至非常的绝望。
Because they followed the Lord for many years.
因为他们跟随了主许多年。
They thought that he's the Messiah.
他们以为这就是弥赛亚。
He will restore the kingdom of Israel back to the people of Israel.
还要复兴以色列国。
But then they saw him so weak, nakedly crucified to the cross.
但是当他们看到他们的主是这样子的软弱，这样子赤裸裸的被钉在十字架上。
Being accused of sin of wrongdoings that he did not do.
被强把那些莫须有的罪名强加在他的身上
，suffer so much shame，
被羞辱，被鞭打
，in the end was even buried in an unmarked tomb，
最后被埋葬
，they were depressed，
他们非常的绝望
，they were discouraged，
他们非常的失望，非常的灰心
，so on the way to Emmaus，
所以在去以马忤斯的路上
，they were talking about it，
他们彼此的谈论。
The Lord joined them.
主与他们同行。
The Lord walked with them.
主与他们同行。
The Lord opened up the scripture with them.
耶稣把神的话打开。
The Lord showed them how he must suffer.
向他们告诉他们他是应该如何的遇害。
And how he must receive glory through that suffering.
他如何借着这些的苦难最终要得荣耀。
As they talk and talk.
当他们这样交通的时候,
These two disciples felt that their heart was warm.
这两个门徒说他们的心是火热的。
So when Jesus was about to leave, they said, No, come and stay with us.
所以当主耶稣要离开的时候，他们说不，请你留下来与我们同住吧。
And the Lord stayed with them, and the Lord broke bread with them.
主耶稣就进去与他们同住下，主耶稣就掰饼递给他们。
Then their eyes were opened.
那么他们的眼睛就开了。
The Lord Jesus is right before the eyes.
这时候他们才认出是主耶稣来。
He is the encourager.
主耶稣是那位鼓励者。
He walked beside them.
他与软弱的门徒同行。
He encouraged them.
他鼓励他们。
And then he opened up their eyes to see him.
那么他打开他们的眼睛，让他们能够看见主。
That's how Jesus, the encourager, works in the scriptures.
这就是主耶稣。 这位鼓励者他如何在圣经里面来鼓励他的门徒
And today he's going to do the same for you as well
今天主耶稣仍然要这样子的对我们
Are you feeling discouraged?
你是否觉得灰心呢?
Are you feeling depressed?
你是否觉得绝望呢?
Don't neglect the Lord who is walking side by side with you
不要忽略那位与你同行的主
Listen to him
听他
Let him open up your eyes.
让他来打开你的眼睛。
Then we see the disciples.
然后我们看到这些门徒们。
The way we see the disciples is not only through the book of Acts, but also through their letters.
我们看门徒们不仅是透过使徒行传，也是透过书信。
We read just now a couple of scriptures from Paul, but we can also look at the letters written by John and look at the letters written by Peter.
我们刚刚读过一些保罗的书信。 我们也可以读约翰或者彼得的书信
How they have set a fine example for us
他们是怎样为我们立了一个榜样
In their letters to the believers They always encourage the believers
他们所有的书信总是一直的来鼓励门徒们
And their encouragement includes comfort
他们的鼓励中也带着安慰
Exhortations
带着劝勉
Rebuke
带着责备
Corrections
带着归正
And all they want is to present the believers complete in Christ.
他们所要做的就是把众圣徒完完全全的带到基督面前。
And they also show a fine example of willing to suffer for Christ's sake.
他们也给我们一个榜样，就是愿意为基督的缘故受苦。
They may have suffered a lot of things.
他们受过许多的苦。
Even like Paul, he said that.
甚至保罗这样说。
This light and momentary sufferings.
这个自战自轻的苦楚。
Accomplish great glory.
要为我们成就那极重无比的荣耀。
He encouraged them.
他鼓励他们。
He is like all the crowds of witnesses written in Hebrews chapter 11.
他就像那些信心的伟人啊，在记载在希伯来书十一章里面。
They have suffered much for us.
他们为我们受了许多的苦。
As an example to us.
为我们做了一个榜样。
So that we may follow after them.
好叫我们能够跟随他们的脚步。
That we may throw away every sin that so easily entangle us.
好叫我们放下各样的罪，容易缠累我们的罪。
That we may be able to fix our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ and to run the race set before us.
让我们能够定睛来仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣奔那摆在我们前头的路。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
we can now see that the Bible is full of encouragers.
我们看到圣经里面是满了那些鼓励的例子。
God is the encourager.
神是鼓励者。
Jesus is the encourager.
主耶稣是鼓励者。
His disciples are encouragers.
他的门徒们是鼓励者。
How about you and I?
那么我们又怎样呢？
Are you or am I willing to be encouragers to others?
我们是否愿意成为一个能够鼓励人的人？
You have to determine in your heart to be one.
你心里面必须有这样的心智，愿意成为一个能够安慰人、能够鼓励人的人。
Because we really do need encouragement from time to time.
因为我们需要彼此的鼓励。
So why do we need encouragement?
为什么我们需要彼此的鼓励？
Can we turn to Hebrews chapter 10?
我们一起来看一下希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 23 to 25.
希伯来书第十章第二十三节到二十五节。
Portion of scripture that many of us are familiar with. Let us hold fast the confession of our faith without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching.
二十三节，也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉。既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
Can you see that why the Hebrew writer is encouraging us to encourage one another?
你们看到为什么希伯来的作者？劝勉我们要彼此的勉励。
Because he see that there is a day approaching.
因为他看到那日子临近。
That day will bring an end to the sins of this world.
那个日子要将这个世界的罪恶带到一个结局。
That day will also bring about judgment.
那个日子也要带进审判。
Judgment on the unbelievers.
就是对那些不信之人的审判。
And judgment on the believers.
也是对信徒的审判。
Because the judgment shall begin from the house of God.
因为审判要从神的家开始。
So therefore, if you see that day is approaching,
所以如果你看到那个日子临近，
then all the more we need to encourage one another.
那么我们就当更加的彼此的勉励。
To not stop meeting together.
让我们不要停止聚会。
But to encourage one another to pursue God together.
乃是彼此的勉励，一同来追求主。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
we should not be just pew warmers.
我们不是坐在这里来坐一坐板凳那么而已。
You know, the pew warmers are people who come to church and sit on the pews and then left without anything happened to them.
有些人只是做今天的基督徒，只是来坐一坐，让这个板凳不要冷而已。
Can we decide in our hearts that each week when we come,
我们心里面能不能这样子对自己说，每一周当我们来的时候，
that I will not be a pew warmer today.
我不仅仅是只要
只是坐在这里。
I want to listen.
我要来听。
I want to see around me.
我要周围的看。
I want to see who are the people that I can be encouraged to today.
我要看我们周遭有哪一个人是我可以鼓励的。
So and so is sick.
有些人某某人生病了。
So and so is suffering from some problem financially.
某某人遭遇一些金融的难处。
So and so is suffering from family problems.
某某人家里有难处。
So and so is suffering from something else that no one else knew, but I knew about it.
某某人他有经过一些难处，是没有人别人是不知道的，但是我知道的。
So can I be an encourager to that person today?
是否我可以成为他的鼓励呢？
The day is approaching.
那个日子要临近了。
Lord, help me to make use of every opportunity to help others who needed encouragement.
主帮助我抓住今天的机会，让我能够成为别人的鼓励。
Are you willing to do that?
你是否愿意这样做呢？
You have to decide your heart, in your heart that you want to do that.
你心里必须这样定义，愿意这样做。
What else do we need encouragement?
为什么还有其他什么原因是我们需要被鼓励呢？
Hebrews chapter 3.
希伯来书第三章。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 12 and 13.
第十二节是13节。
Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin.
弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心，把永生神离弃了。总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。
We need to encourage and exhort one another because sin is deceitful.
我们需要彼此勉励，彼此相劝，因为罪是能够迷惑人的。
Sin can deceive a person, even a person who has much knowledge in the scripture.
罪可以迷惑一个人，甚至一个很懂得圣经的人。
We have seen in the history so many preachers fell into sin and destroyed their whole careers.
我们看到历史上有许多的传道人，甚至被罪迷惑，就毁了他的一生。
So many successful people who have a lot of knowledge, very clever people, their career was ruined because of sin.
有许多很成功的人，很有智慧的人，因为罪的迷惑，他们的一生受到亏损。
Because sin is deceitful.
因为罪是迷惑人的。
Sin can just creep in bit by bit.
罪可以一点一点地渗入到我们的心里。
And when you start to compromise yourself,
当我们对罪开始妥协的时候,
in a small thing,
甚至在很小的事情上,
then it slowly will degenerate into bigger and bigger sins.
慢慢地, 这些罪就会带入更多的罪。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
when we see sins coming in,
当我们看到罪来的时候,
sin is attacking a person.
罪在攻击一个人的时候,
when you saw that,
当你看见这个,
it is your responsibility to go and exhort that person.
那么你的责任就是来劝勉他,
so that he will not fall, he or she will not fall into that deceitfulness of sins.
是他不会陷入罪的迷惑。
We need to encourage one another.
我们必须彼此相劝。
We need to correct one another.
我们需要彼此的归正。
All out of love.
在爱心里面,
not out of a judgmental spirit.
不是, 用指头指着别人,
because that's not how you encourage.
因为我们不是, 这样子的, 这不是我们, 鼓励人的方法。
We have much to learn from the Lord Jesus.
我们有许多是可以从主耶稣那里学习的。
How he deal with sinners.
他怎样的对待罪人。
Thirdly, we need to be encouraging one another because we can all be tired.
第三点, 我们需要彼此的鼓励, 因为我们都会疲惫。
Now sometimes that we think that we are serving the Lord.
有时候我们以为我们在服侍主。
We put all our time and energy into serving God.
我们把我们所有的时间精力都放在服侍的上面。
But it will come a time that we will feel tired.
但是会到一个时候我们会觉得很疲惫。
Sometimes it is really physically tired.
有时候只是身体的疲惫。
That you just feel like you want to sleep some more.
你只是觉得说你需要更睡多一点。
Sometimes you felt spiritually tired.
但是有时候呢, 我们觉得是灵性上的疲惫。
A lot of gift, but not much taken in.
好像一直在付出, 但是没有得着。
And you can feel tired.
觉得很疲惫。
In Exodus chapter 17, there was a very interesting story.
在出埃及记第十七章有一个很有趣的故事。
Joshua was leading the people of Israel fighting the war.
耶稣亚带领以色列百姓在征战。
And Moses was standing up on the mountain praying, lifting up his hand for them.
那么摩西就站在山上举手来为以色列百姓祷告。
Whenever his hands lifted up, Joshua will fight the winning battle.
什么时候呢？摩西的手举起来的时候，以色列人就打胜仗。
But then Moses became tired.
但是摩西就很疲惫。
Then his hands began to drop.
他的手就开始发沉。
And when his hand dropped, then Joshua's battle is losing.
他的手落下的时候，以色列百姓就打败了。
So Aaron and Hur.
所以亚伦和户尔。
They put two stones, next to Moses, and then they lifted up Moses' hand.
他们在摩西的旁边放了两块石头，那么他们两个人一起来举起，来扶着摩西的手。
And they keep on holding up Moses' hand until the battle is fully won.
他们一直扶住摩西的手，直到以色列人大获全胜。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
Moses is a great spiritual giant.
摩西是一个属灵的伟人。
He is praying for his people.
他在为神的百姓祷告。
But he can be tired too.
但是即使他也会感到疲惫。
And he needs encouragement.
即使他也需要被鼓励。
He needs support.
也需要被扶持。
Two persons came and support him.
有两个人在旁边来扶持他。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
Even though if you can't pray.
甚至是你无法祷告。
But there is a way to support those who are praying.
你有一个办法能够来扶持那些祷告的人。
Of course, if you pray, it will be even better.
但是如果你能祷告的话，那就更好了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，Look around you.
让我们看我们的周围。
Those who are serving God,
那些服侍主的人
，Do they need your help?
他们是否需要你的帮助
？Do not think that they are big brothers. I'm a small brother.
我们不要说他们是大弟兄，我们只是小肢体。
What can I do for him?
我能做什么呢
？Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
Pray and ask God to give you wisdom.
我们祷告，求主给我们智慧。
Everybody need encouragement.
每个人都需要肢体的扶持。
Everybody.
每一个人。
No exceptions.
没有例外的。
Even the Lord Jesus need encouragement.
甚至主耶稣自己都需要鼓励。
Remember in the Garden of Gethsemane.
那记得在科西玛尼园里面。
He asked the disciples to stay and watch and pray with him.
他叫门徒一同与他一同警醒，一同祷告。
Because it is a difficult hour that he's going to experience a lot of anguish.
因为他要经过一个很痛苦、很艰难的时候。
Unfortunately, the disciples cannot keep watch and pray with him.
不幸的是，那些门徒们不能够跟他一同警醒。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，We saw the encouragers.
我们看到那些鼓励人的。
We talk about why we need encouragement.
我们谈到我们为什么需要鼓励。
But how do we encourage?
但是我们如何能够鼓励人
？In a practical way.
如何能够实际的鼓励一个人呢
？Can we turn to Philippians chapter 2?
我们打开腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.Verse 2 to verse 4.
腓立比书第二章第二节到第四节。
I will read from verse 1.
我从第一节读到第四节。
Verse 1 to verse 4. Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy for being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord,Of one mind.
所以在基督里若有什么劝慰，若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out.Not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others.
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
So here is secret of how to encourage others.
这里是鼓励人的秘诀。
having the same mind,
有一样的心思,
having the same, same love,
有一样的爱,
and be of one accord,
彼此的同心,
and do nothing out of selfish ambitions,
做什么,没有什么是存着私心的,
willing to be humble,
存心谦卑,
and not caring for your own interests,but also the interests of others.
不单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
We saw this illustrate quite beautifully by the life of Barnabas.
我们看到这些的原则在巴拿巴的身上是如何的清楚的显出来。
Last mention, I talked about how Barnabas and Paul has a disagreement.
来上一次我讲到巴拿巴和保罗有一个不同的意见。
And how that disagreement separate their ministry.
那么这个意见的不同就使他们的服事上有了分歧。
So that outwardly look very negative.
所以表面上看好像是很消极的。
But in the end, God still worked through that disagreement and achieved His purpose.
但是神仍然借着这个难处，最终成就他的旨意。
But Barnabas was called Barnabas because he was a son of encouragement.
那巴拿巴的名字是劝慰者。
He was encouragement to the church.He was encouragement to Paul, and he was encouragement to Mark.
因为他对教会，他对保罗，对马可都是一个鼓励。
When the church has financial needs,
当教会在经济上有需要的时候
，He sold his land and put the money on at the apostles' feet.
他卖了自己的田产，把这些价银放在使徒的脚前。
When Paul was converted and he wanted to serve together with the believers in Jerusalem,
当保罗归向主，他愿意跟圣徒们一同来服侍主的时候。
But everyone was afraid of him.
但是许多人都害怕他。
No one dared to go near him.
没有人要跟他走在他旁边。
It was Barnabas who went to talk to Paul.
是巴拿巴去找到保罗。
It was Barnabas who understand where Paul is now.
是巴拿巴能够了解保罗的处境。
Barnabas did not judge him as a former persecutor of the church.
巴拿巴没有论断他说你是曾经逼迫教会的人。
But now accept him as a brother.
反而是接待他像一个弟兄。
And then he brought him and into the brothers, in the circle of the brothers in Jerusalem.
是巴拿巴把保罗带到耶路撒冷的弟兄们当中。
When Mark failed and departed from the ministry together with Paul and Barnabas.
当马可软弱退后离开保罗的事工的时候
，Paul do not want to have anything to do with him.
保罗不再接受他，不再愿意带着他。
But it was Barnabas who tried to encourage Paul, say, "Let's take him along. Let's give him one more chance."
这时候是巴拿巴一直来对保罗说，让我们再给他一次机会，让我们再带着他。
Even though Paul disagreed,
虽然保罗不同意
，and Barnabas and Paul had to go separate way.
虽然巴拿巴和保罗最终因此有了分歧，走不同的路。
But Barnabas continued to take Mark along.
但是巴拿巴一直的带着马可。
He's the encouragement to Mark.
他对马可是一个鼓励。
Many years later,
许多年以后
，we wrote with joy in Paul's letter.
我们在保罗的书信中带着喜乐的来看到一点。
Paul said, "Bring Mark."
保罗说将马可带来。
He is useful to me.
他对我是有益处的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，It is a fine example in Barnabas how he encouraged others.
巴拿巴为我们立了一个美好的榜样，如何成为一个鼓励人的人。
And therefore, you have to decide in yourself.
所以我们自己心里面要定义。
I saw the encouragers.
我们看到这么多鼓励人的榜样。
I saw why we need to encourage one another.
我们看到我们是何等的需要彼此劝勉。
We saw how to encourage one another.
我们也看到如何能够实际的来鼓励我们的肢体。
Now you have to decide in your heart.
现在我们自己心里面要有定义。
Will I be willing to be an encourager?
我们是否愿意成为一个鼓励人的人
？Or I find more joy in discourage others?
还是我们觉得说？让别人灰心比较好玩。
There was a story that I told a few times, and I'm not sure some of you have heard it before.
有一个故事我讲过很多次，我想有些人也可能听过。
When my daughter was young and she started to learn piano.
当我的女儿很小的时候，她开始学钢琴。
She loved the piano.
她离开钢琴。 他喜欢干净。
And so later on, the teacher encouraged her to go to some aesthetics.
所以老师就鼓励他去一些比赛，
And these are competition, local competition, that in various different suburbs.
有些区域性的比赛。
And she will always go out and play, and I remember that she very seldom play a piece perfectly.
所以我记得她去参加很多的比赛，但是没有一次她是整首曲子弹下来没有错误的。
So as a father, usually you just wait for that thing to happen, and just, it happened again.
对，好像一个父亲，你就等着那个错误出现，然后就说啊。
But still, I'm happy for her, and then whenever she make a mistake and come back, I'll just encourage her and say, don't worry, you did well, and enjoy yourself.
但是我还是很开心，我每次让她出现错误的时候，我就鼓励她说，没关系啦，没关系。
But then one of the aesthetics, I saw something quite shocking.
但是有一次的比赛，我发现一件很奇妙的事情。
There was a young girl who was playing the piano.
有一个年轻的女孩子，她在弹钢琴。
I don't know how old she is, maybe 8 or 9, it's very young.
她大概8、9岁的左右。
And she plays so beautifully.
她是弹得这样的美。
So powerfully.
这样的有力。
So perfectly, no mistakes.
这样的完美。
Or at least I can't hear the mistake.
至少我听不出有任何的缺陷。
And when she finished, everybody in the hall was clapping very loudly.
但她弹完的时候，在场的所有人都在鼓掌。
And she looked happy too.
她也看上去也很开心。
Until she walked back to her father.
直到她走到她父亲的身边。
You know what did the father did?
你知道那个父亲做什么吗？ 那个父亲就是这样子。
That's what he did.
那个父亲就是这样一个表情。
And the girl sit next to him and bow her head.
那个女孩子就头就低下来。
That not only shocked me, but it also angered me.
对我来说是这个情景很使我震惊，也使我很让我生气。
It also saddens me.
也让我很伤心。
This father will be a discourager, and that will hurt his daughter's heart for a long, long time.
这个父亲使他的女儿灰心，也使他的女儿受伤。
And my wife and I never saw that girl again.
我的妻子和我再也没有看到这个女孩子。
You know, in aesthetics, sometimes you see the same people coming back to the same competition.
你知道那些比赛，你常常见到同样的人，但是这个女孩子再也没有出现。
My daughter became even like friends with some of the competitors.
我的女儿在一起参与比赛的很多人中间成为朋友。
Because he saw them all the time.
因为一直常常见到他们。
But this little girl I never saw again.
但是这个女孩子我们再也没有见到。
I don't know what happened to her.
我不知道她发生了什么事。
I can only be sad for her.
我只是为她觉得很难过。
So do not underestimate the power of discouragement.
所以不要低估那个使人灰心的那个力量。
But rather, be willing to be a person of encouragement.
乃是我们要定义成为一个鼓励人的人。
In 1984 Olympics,
在1984年的奥林匹克运动会上，
It was in Los Angeles in America.
那一年是在美国的洛杉矶举行。
And every year, the people who organize Olympics will have the organized torch run.
每一年，主办奥运会的人都要组织那个火炬的赛跑。
The torch will have to be starting from Athens and then continue through the world and then come back last stop. Los Angeles.
这些火炬总是要从雅典点燃，那么一直到那个举办的地方。
Some of the torchbearers are famous people.
有一些举火炬的人是很著名的人。
Some are people who are of no names.
有一些人是不知名的。
And some of those people have to actually raise money in order to take the torch and run for 1 kilometer.
有些人是没有钱的，他需要向别人。 捐助募捐，那么使他可以跑这一公里。
And in that year, it was about $3,000 for 1 kilometer.
那一年是你跑一公里要交3000块美元。
So if you do not have money, you need to raise money to run.
那么如果你是没有钱的话，你就要募捐，让别人来支持你来跑这一公里。
One day in the organizing committee's office, there was a man who was looking after the videos being sent to him from all over the world of the torch runs.
所以有一天呢，在这个筹备委员会的办公室里面，他们就在看这个所有要参与比赛的人这个他们的 video。
They collect the videos from amateurs and people who take the videos of the torch run. And sometimes if they find something interesting, they will show it to the people as an encouragement to them.
他们就看着这些 video 要选一些的录像来鼓励人来跑这段路。
Now, that night was quite late. It was about near 10 o'clock. People were just about thinking about tidy up and go home.
那个时候已经十点多了，他们这些工作人员很快就要结束了。
But the man who watched the video suddenly called the director and said, come in, you must watch this one.
那么这时候呢，那个在看录像的一个人就是把他们的头叫过来说，你必须看这个录像。
But director said, it's late now, why can't we wait until tomorrow morning?
那个主任说，我们要不要等到明天？今天已经太晚了。
And he said, no, you must watch this one.
但是那个人说，你必须看这一段录像。
So the director sat down next to the person who controlled the video and watched this video.
所以那个主任就坐下跟工作人员一起来看这段的录像。
It was a video that is quite shaky and a bit blurred.
那个录像的效果，画面效果不是太好。
It depicts a small town in America.
但是它讲到一个美国的一个小镇。
And the torch was being relayed from a very strong runner towards the spot where the torch be passed over to another person.
我们看到一个很强壮的一个运动员把这个火炬递下去。
But when he passed through that point, suddenly that the exchange become very crowded with people.
那么当这个火炬传递的时候，这中间周围就围着很多人。
And it took a long time to pass the torch.
就又花了很长的时间才把这个火炬传递下去。
And the scene was actually blocked by a big policeman who was basically looking over it.
那么这个人群也中间也有警察在看。
And finally, when the policeman moved away, then they saw the person who took the torch was a little girl about 8 years old.
最后我们当人走开的时候，我们发现这个接过火炬的是一个8岁的女孩子。
And she's not only young.
她不但是年纪小。
But she actually very handicapped.
而且她非常的她身体有残疾。
Because she was born with cerebral palsy.
小儿麻痹症。她是有小儿麻痹症。
And her body was very crooked.
她的身体是扭曲的。
Her name is Amy.
她的名字叫 Amy.
And the torch run captured her imagination that she wanted to run in that torch run.
这个火炬的赛跑使她很激动，让她愿意能够跑这段路。
And she actually raised money by selling cakes, selling cars, and talked to the community people and to raise that $3,000 needed to run.
所以她想尽办法募集到这笔钱，通过卖蛋糕、卖饼干。想尽很多的办法来募捐到这笔钱来跑这个。
She spent about 6 months training herself.
她花了6个月时间来训练她自己。
And no matter how she trained, she find that the most she can run is half a kilometer.
她不管怎样的努力，她发现她最多只能够跑半公里。
And she had to select a road that is not too steep going downhill.
她也必须选一段路不是下坡的路，不是太陡的。
She had to select a portion of the road that is slightly uphill.
她必须选一段能够上坡的路。
Because if it's too much steep downhill, she will fall down.
如果下坡太陡的话，她会摔倒。
So they have an arrangement.
所以他们就想了一个办法。
That she will take the torch and run for half a kilometer. And at the half a kilometer mark, she will pass the torch to a substitute.
所以他们就想了一个办法，她跑半公里了以后就能够把火炬递给另外一个人。
So the policeman stepped off and went on his bike.And follow Amy slowly behind her.
所以警察就开着摩托车来跟着这个小女孩。
And everyone watched this Amy very difficultly, just crippling, slowly moving forward.
所有人都在看着这个小女孩非常艰难的慢慢的往前跑。
And everyone was clapping for her and say, "Go, Amy, go!"
所有人都在鼓励她，为她拍手。
And as she reached the halfway mark, the half a kilometer.
当他跑到那个半公里的终点的时候
，It was at the top of a hill.
是在一个山顶上。
As she was about to pass the torch to the next person who will take the other half of the kilometer.
她正要把这个火炬传递给下一个人的时候，
Suddenly she saw that in front of her there was a big banner before her.
突然间她看到在前面有一副横幅。
And the banner said, run, Amy, run.
这个横幅上写就是 Amy, 跑。
It was actually held up by all the school children from her primary schools.
是她她的所有的同学一同来举这个横幅。
And they were all shouting as loud as possible, "Run, Amy, run!"
他们都在那里喊叫说 ，Amy, run, Amy.
When Amy saw that,
当 Amy 看到这个情景的时候
，she took the torch back.
她把这个火炬再要回来。
And she continued to run.
她继续的跑。
Continued to run.
继续的跑。
Until she finished that 1 kilometer.
直到她跑完这一公里的路。
And she collapsed into her mom's embrace.
那么她就倒在她妈妈的怀中。
And the torch passed to the next person.
就把火炬递给下一个人。
Who shoot off like a rocket.
那么那个人就很快的像火箭一样往前跑了。
The last footage of that video, that shaky video.
这段不好。画面不是很好，他的录像最后 一个画面
was focused on the face of the policeman who followed Amy all the way.
是啊，这个警跟着 Amy 的这个警察的那个表情。
This big, huge policeman.
这个个头很大的很的警察
was wiping away tears from his eyes.
他在那里流泪。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，Amy was crippled.
这个 Amy 这个小女孩是残疾的。
She couldn't make that half a kilometer.
她甚至不能够跑半公里。
By the encouragement of her classmates.
但是因着她的同学，她的小朋友们一起来鼓励她。
Their love for her.
因为因着他们的爱。
And she finished that race.
她能够跑完这段路。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
Our way. Until we see the Lord face to face.
直到我们见主的面。
Will be full of so many difficulties.
我们的路也有许多的艰难。
So many troubles.
又遇到许多的拦阻。
And sometimes we can even become injured, or saddened, or sick.
甚至我们会在路上会受伤，会很伤心，会生病。
We still need to encourage one another.
我们仍然需要彼此的鼓励。
Until we reach that destiny.
直到我们到达终点。
And I have mentioned before, our destiny is linked.
我之前说过，我们所要到达的那个目的地是一样的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，I challenged you last time that when you see a problem, are you going to be the part of the solution or part of the problem?
我鼓励你们啊，上一次遇到一个问题的时候。那我们思想我们要成为问题的一部分还是成为解决问题的那一部分
Today I'll leave you with a challenge
今天我将这个挑战放在你们的面前
Are you willing to be an encourager or a discourager?
你是否愿意成为一个鼓励人的人还是愿意做一个使人灰心的人
Let us pray
那我们祷告
Lord, you know what is in each of us.
主，你知道我们每个人的心。
Lord, we know that this road is hard, but you have chosen us.
主，你知道这条路很艰难，但是你拣选了我们。
You have loved us with an everlasting love.
你用永远的爱爱我们每个人。
And you promised that you will be with us till the end of the ages.
你也应许说你要与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
Lord, may you walk side by side with us.
主耶稣，求你在我们旁边与我们同行。
Help us also walk side by side with our brothers and sisters.
也帮助我们与我们的弟兄姊妹们同行。
That we may be encourager of one another.
使我们能够彼此的劝勉。
Not pulling one another down.
不是叫我们叫彼此灰心。
But build up one another.
而是彼此的建立。
As we see your day approaching.
就我们既看见那日子临近，就更当如此。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.